No, Dimitri, we're not saying that on here.
But the point, the point is,
you can't say stuff like that.
They're not showing.
No, you can't say that. OnlyFans pull it all. You can't say it.
Listen, this is a podcast.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
you can't
like.
Say.
No, you believe it. If you want to cut this out, cut it out. All right.
Stay tuned, because this episode is an absolute banger.
You're through to Option One. Option One Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Option One Podcast. This is episode one, and you're probably wondering who I am. My name is Theo. I'm officially the new host of this podcast, and who better than to join us for our first episode than Jess West and Dimitri.
Hi.
So how are you guys?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
We actually met on set.
I'm going to let Jess do most of talking because she does most of talking anyway. So go on.
Right.
You say that all the time. So we met on set, actually. Yeah. But we didn't get together for a long, long time after that. So, yeah, we actually met on set. It was years ago, wasn't it? Long.
How many years?
Go on, say your usual joke. Oh, I could have been in prison or something. What's your usual joke? You know,
yeah, it's been a long while. I actually booked her for a shoot. I was commissioned at the time for Playboy to shoot some porn.
Right, yeah.
And we hadn't worked with each other. We kept sort of missing each other. We met each other, but not actually worked each other on set. I don't know what's happening, but basically we weren't getting booked together. So I ended up booking her myself to work with her.
A lot of time you get booked with the same people. It's just how the porn works. And we just wasn't a two that got booked together, basically.
When you met, did you like connect straight away? Did you like instantly?
No, it wasn't. It was professional. So like, it wasn't, we connected straight away on a professional level.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't a case of we've actually both fought it. Well, you did forever.
Oh, really?
She stalked me.
Oh, you say that all the time. I did not stalk you.
Stalked you. Stalked you.
It's such a lie.
You did. She stalked me.
I did not stalk you. You make me sound like a nutcase.
No, but it's just birds, isn't it? So she was...
it's birds, isn't it?
We did a cracking scene and it was all good. And then I sort of met her a couple of times at her birthday. She had a party.
We hung out a few times.
We hung out.
And then we got closer.
We hooked up. But
how did I stalk you?
We wouldn't leave you alone. Are you coming in the time? Are you going here? Oh, I'm going to be this.
He was like, shall I just come around?
No, she's a lovely girl.
Should I come round?
Look, at the end of the day, it worked. We got together and we were together for about, 8 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Our relationship is not a typical, because in porn, it's quite unusual anyway to have people in this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got together. We were together quite a while. We then had a business together. We're not like now. It's evolved from being like in a romantic kind of relationship to a business.
Okay.
So yeah, we live together, but we're not like as it were boyfriend girlfriend in a typical traditional sense. We work together.
Okay.
Our business is together. We run like girls and management accounts, things like that. But
yeah,
we wouldn't go out and say, oh, this is my missus, my boyfriend, my girlfriend. We're not that died a few years ago for many reasons. We're not going to go into it.
Right. So you're not.
Boyfriend
and girlfriend.
No, we were, and now we're just business partners.
Oh,
but we still
live
together, and we have dogs together.
Yeah,
work together.
Do you like sleep in the same bed?
No, I have all the dogs with me.
No, it's fucking filthy, mate. She's got like it is.
So I like to have the dogs with me because Dimitri's very unaffectionate, aren't you?
Oh,
he's the most unaffectionate person.
Let's just get something straight. It's not like I've ever been.
No, he's never been affectionate.
Right?
He's always.
When we got together in the beginning, right, I said, look, I'm not going to change the job I do. I said, we'll get together, fine, because you're a nice girl. She's genuine, she's kind, she's got a lot of good qualities. I'm not like knocking the girl, right? Let's just make it clear.
Yeah.
We were together, we were boyfriend, girlfriend for a number of years, right?
Right.
But in the beginning, I did say, I don't want to get married, I don't want kids, and I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. If you're cool with that, then we'll do what we'll can. And you work. Quite frankly, she was cool. But over time, you know, I will say, and I think this is a lot to do with relationships in general. I'm not a relationship kind of guy.
She's quite a loner. Right. He actually prefers to be on his own.
No, and not just that. It is true.
Yeah.
Also, I think relationships are a lot to do with compromise. Like you have to be considerate with what the other person's about. If you love each other, that's what it's all about. It's not just what you want, what they want to do. It's a compromise.
And
I'm not really compromising in any way.
Right. Yeah, I feel like we still love each other in a certain way, but it's like because we have the business and maybe because of our jobs as well, it's kind of made our relationship go in a different sort of way, you know?
Right.
Like I said, we still live together.
It's not like I've got a lot of love for her. It's not, so let's not confuse it. It's just we're not what the typical, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend. that stopped a while back.
We don't go holding hands and stuff. But like I said, we still live together.
She does what she wants to do. I'll do what I want to do, but I'm not interested in... Like, the problem is, and it's, I think, a girl and guy difference, well, isn't our thing, is girls kind of like the idea of having a sort of a guy there, security.
Stability, yeah.
Which I think is true.
To, is it hard for you to...
So it's harder for her in that sense. But for me, I'm kind of not really... It's nothing... Doesn't draw me to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not.
You start doing your thing.
I'm just like a kind of a lone wolf in a sense. Like,
I feel like doing this job as well, it's not to say that you can't, but like it's more difficult. It's definitely more difficult because, like, you know, obviously you are having sex with other people and stuff like that. And even though, like, I know, and obviously he knows himself, like, you know, it means nothing on set because work is work, right? But there is still.
Was there a jealousy there?
For me, there was. Like, it was took me a while, even though he did nothing to, like, give me any reason for like jealousy. But I think I'm a normal girl. So it's felt like if I wasn't doing this job, I would have never ever got with like a porn guy ever.
Really?
Yeah. No, because I could never handle it. And even being a porn girl and knowing what I know, it's still difficult. Like, you know, like even though it's
just not natural
sex,
to like have your partner who you love to go and have sex with someone else.
Well, yeah, my girlfriend's in there and like, I just think about it. Like, I don't think the average couple could handle
it. It's
a lot.
They can't.
But that's why I feel like our relationship has gone the way that it has, but it works for us. Like I said, we're still happy, we're fine, and we're still, like I said, we've got a lot of love for each other and everything. Yeah. And it works. Like I said, we've still got the house, we've got the dogs, you know, and we basically still do stuff together.
It
we
works.
Still work together.
Yeah.
But we're just not like sitting at home cuddling at night every night. Like, you know, like we'll still have dinner and stuff together and sometimes we watch films, don't we?
Do you guys...
a lot of shit.
Honestly, we have... Do you know what?
We're complete opposites. I'm surprised we were sort together for so long, in a sense, because you couldn't find more.
Basically,
opposite.
The only thing we agree on is the dogs.
Yeah,
would you say you're more relaxed, and you're more like you're more confident, or what?
I think we're both confident in our own way. It's just
why are you both opposite?
Basically, if I say something, she'll say the
we have
opposite.
Totally different like, views.
Yeah,
it's just a case of I think a certain way and he thinks a certain way. It's not a case that one's wrong, but we're both very
black and white.
And we're both very stubborn on changing around. Like, I'm very much I like lead with my heart and my feelings. Dimitri doesn't. He's very headstrong and he won't let emotions get into it. Whereas me, I will feel with my heart. Even if my head's telling me something else, whereas you won't.
We realised right at the outset, just cutting the honeymoon period, a few months in, kind of thing, that we didn't agree on anything.
Yeah,
like, really?
We're adults, and we said, okay, well, we're fine. You have your thoughts. Like, that doesn't mean we didn't row about it.
Yeah,
we realised very quickly that we don't agree on anything.
No, but we came to the decision a lot of the time that okay, well, let's agree to disagree. Like you think that way, and I think that way, and that's okay. Like,
let's just carry on, whatever. So that wasn't ever an issue of contention. That's fine. We are all different, aren't we? Built differently.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Ultimately, you can't find more opposites than us two.
Yeah.
Really. The only thing that did bond us and is bonding us is the dogs. Like we do.
Really?
Have a,
and the business. We have and obviously the business.
Well, the business. Look, the business works well because Jess, I've got my patience level is really low, right?
So
I struggle, for example, gives one thing that Jess is good at and I'm not, right?
Dealing with the girls.
Right. So like when we're trying to book the talent to come round to shoot,
a girl might ring me up and say like, oh, I'm on my period and stuff like this. Can I sponge it? So and Dimitri would be like, no, let's cancel the shoot.
What's sponging it? Just so the viewers.
So sponging, basically. So when a girl, this might not be the most nicest topic, but when a girl's obviously on her period, right? So sometimes you still have a scene booked, right? So obviously you don't want to bleed everywhere. That's not good.
No.
Right?
You can't show blood on camera.
Stick a sponge up there so it holds it, right? So you don't bleed, basically.
And is this like a common...
It's a trick of the trade.
Yeah, import. So like, but Dimitri hates it.
That's not why, the point is, that's...
No, but I'm saying you don't like dealing with girls.
For example, you arrange a time, a date or something, and then they'll flake most of them. Like, honestly, in this business...
Really,
So I can't be arsed to sit there having to say, oh, hear the bullshit. Oh, my dog fucking got run over. Or my kid couldn't get picked up.
No, but
I can't
got
to hear the bullshit.
You've got that, or you've got the other side where they'll message every 5 minutes, like, oh, are you, like, I still want to talk to him. And he's just like, I'm not interested.
Yeah,
oh, really?
There's that side. There's the craving side. Like, oh, I can't wait to meet you. I really want to work. I've seen your videos. I'm not interested in that either, the flirting.
Yeah.
I'm business. Like,
you start to get in there, get it done.
So she can deal with all that.
She's had a couple before that's like literally slid into his DMs and like sent him like pussy pics and he's just like, what is this?
Really?
Like,
See, most guys would love that.
Yeah, but mate, I've been doing it I've must have done over 2,000 scenes. I've been doing it over 20 years, right? You think me seeing a bit of pussy is going to like...
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Really,
like,
yeah.
And the funny thing is, like, most up until recently, she used to do all, so manage my social media.
Well,
so
I still do.
Well, not my Twitter. I do my Twitter.
Yeah.
So what they would do, they'd be sending pussy pictures to her.
Really? Yeah. To get to you? Yeah.
I think it's me.
They think it's him.
Right. She's the one who answers my DMs. So all these birds are coming into the DMs and she's talking as if it's me. Like,
right.
Like, right. And like, they're all flirting with her.
Yeah. But,
and
do you text back?
Yeah, she texts back. Oh, you're so sweet.
Game,
can't
right?
wait to
yeah. I know how to play the game. Dimitri hates it, right?
Well, it's me.
You can't be arsed with it.
I'm on the verge of saying, oh, fuck off. But not because I just can't be bothered. Like, it's not my... Like, back in the day when porn... had the professional studios, like,
yeah.
which is not a thing really now, and so much, right?
Right,
very
right.
small part of it at least.
Yeah.
They would just, you'd get a call, they'd say, like, I get a call, Dimitri, are you available next week, whatever, at this time? And I'll say, yeah, I'll go, and that'd be it, right? There was no need for me to be on platforms to say, hi, world.
Yeah.
This is Dimitri, I've done X amount of scenes, I've done, like, can I have some begging for work?
Yeah.
You was in the scene, the producers knew the players. Mm. They'd ring them up. They'd ring you up, or you could ring them up every now and again if you was being a bit quiet.
Yeah.
And that's how work was done.
Right, I see.
And then once you'd done the film, the company you worked for would do all the promotion. They'd send out like little trailers or little pictures and things to show.
Well, they know where to post it on all the tube yeah. sites,
and that's
so
how,
that the scene goes viral, basically.
And that's how it
right,
works.
Yeah,
so there was so the whole marketing of yourself, of your own brand, wasn't really back in the day when I started, wasn't really a thing. It wasn't someone else used to do that kind of thing.
You have to sell yourself now.
But now,
Now
you're selling yourself. That's part of the job. And I'm not knocking it. I mean, that's you've got to go with the times, and that's what you've got to use.
But that's
platforms.
Why you're a bit of a dinosaur.
I'm a complete dinosaur.
That's why he hates it. I tend not to.
It's not that I did fight a bit, but
you
what
do. You
I
fight
find,
me every step of the way.
The problem you've got is you've got charlatans now. You've got people that aren't actually good at what they do, but because they're good at manipulating social media, buying followers to as well, right?
Really?
Some people do buy followers,
it looks like they're more popular than they are. You suddenly find you've got guys and girls who have no talent but yet seem to be getting booked for various things or being in the popular eye.
So you don't think it's fair in a way?
Well, it's not that it's fair, but it's fair if you've got talent, if you're gifted in some way. But if you're just there because you're good at showing that you're good.
Right.
Like, let me give you an example. Let me give you one example. I'm contracted to the Greece's biggest adult production company. It's called Serena.
Okay.
Right? So I've been with them for years, right? So every couple of months I go out there and we shoot feature films. Like, so it's kind of the professional side of the job that I do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It used to be more regular, but since COVID, it fucked up and now I go every other month as opposed to every other week.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I went out there just after COVID. And there was this dude, real handsome fucker, Greek guy, right?
Yeah.
Who was a bit of an Insta sensation in Greece. 700 something thousand followers, which is quite in Greece for a guy.
Yeah, that's quite good.
He was like a semi-famous like fitness model, physique on him, like Greek god, this dude, right?
Really,
right?
Yeah.
So, and at the time, I must have had about 4,000 followers on Twitter or something, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This dude with 700, nearly a million thousand, right? And
yeah.
me with a few. So I'm on set with this dude, and he's looking down his nose at me, like saying, "Why?" Because I'm contracted to this company, so I'm good friends with the producer. Is my friend as well as my boss in a sense, right?
Yeah,
we know each other. We're good friends. We go out for dinner. So, and because he could see the relationship I was having with the director, producer, director, this guy got the answer. Goes, "Why are you asking Dimitri? Why are you asking this guy about what positions we should do and where we should do it and what we should do first? Why aren't you involving me in this?" And the producer goes, "Well, Dimitri. Is this his job? He's been doing it for many years. We trust what he says. He knows what the best angles are.
Yeah.
You can learn something from him, kind
That's
of thing.
It, yeah.
Right? And he goes, he turned around. By the way, this whole conversation is in Greek. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And he turns around to me and goes, "Yeah, but he's only got 3,000 followers. Right. This is what, right. This is, this is his mindset. Meanwhile, he's got 700,000, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I just looked at him. I thought, what's that got to do with anything? Do you know
what I mean? That's can't be arsed.
That's how it is now.
And then we started the scene. And this guy could not get wood for life, love or money, right? He was flapping around. He went bright red. He must have talked about 4 Viagras. Nothing was happening. He
really?
Was just like,
yeah.
And then, like, because he'd been a prick, I couldn't help myself. And I go to him, "Yeah, but mate, because I don't understand what's going on. I'm normally good at this, whatever." And I turn around to him in Greek. I go to him, "Yeah, but you've got 750,000 followers.
Done in there, mate. I bet he's never forgot that, you know.
And he walked off set.
Did he? Was it done?
Yeah,
he
was. But do you know what I feel like,
the point? So you've got people who are fakers who are getting the credit and limelight, who get even opportunities that they shouldn't be getting.
Looking down on you a bit.
And looking down on people who have actually done it, who actually can do it. Like, just because you have.
I feel like. And that's my problem with your question that you said. Do you think it's unfair? I think the game has changed now. Mm. I think it's not a case of, like, if you're a really good performer, like, does that mean that, like, you have the most followers? Not necessarily. Right. Like, you could be someone who is not a best performer, but have more followers than someone who's been around and done it for longer. Like, for me, like, a male performer, it's a hard job, right?
They
have to get their, like, for me, it's easy, right? I can fake it all day long, right? If I want to, I can, right? He can't fake it, right? Mm. If he is having a bad day, right, everyone's on set waiting for him to get hard. No matter what, right, I'll get paid no matter what, right, because I've been there. And if he doesn't get hard, he won't get paid.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, it's 100%. Oh, really? So it makes no difference to me, because I've been there and I've done what I've needed to do, or I've tried. And if he can't do it,
there's a lot of pressure on the guys performing, because the girl gets paid, the location gets paid, the crew get paid, right? Mm. All get paid, but if you can't get wood, nothing gets done.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. So that's why there's only a few guys that kind of do it, and you've got to give them props for that. But when you've got guys who are great at manipulating social media to show that they can. Like, I've even tried to book a few of these guys to do things with myself. Oh, this guy's got like 300,000 followers. He must be all right. I go on set with them and they can't do it. They can do it if they're with a bird, they're having a couple of drinks at their house and they've got their iPhone set up.
Would you say you're both living your dream? If not, what is your dream in life?
I would say, like, that I am living my sort of, say, dream life. Like, so I like the life that this...
The lifestyle
it leads me to live. Like, I wouldn't necessarily... Don't get me wrong, I do love my job, but I wouldn't say it's my dream job.
Okay.
But I do love the lifestyle it leads me to live. Like, simple things like, I like going to Sainsbury's on a weekday with, like, when no one's there. I like taking my dogs, like, to I book a private field for my dogs, like, so I just take them out when I want to.
Wow.
Like, yeah, so I just like to be able to... And also, like, we do get to travel and stuff like that, and, like, we wouldn't have the house that, you know, we've got if we didn't have like this job. I don't know another job that I would want to do that would earn the money that we earn. So I do think it leads me to live the lifestyle I like.
What would you say
your dick
is it, because I'm from a guy's perspective, the average guy would look and be like, that is a dream job.
Yeah.
So this is the funny thing, right? He gets called a legend.
You're asking me the question and you're like,
he's asked you and you've answered.
You just started laughing. You get called a legend by who?
Yeah, listen, it's not the dream job for a guy. A normal guy could think that you're banging birds, getting paid.
You're going to shatter everyone's illusions now.
But when you actually, it's changing now, because like we've touched upon, it's not the same as it used to be. It's not the whole, it's content creation now, majority. So it's kind of accessible to everyone. Back in the day, it was a bit more barriers of entry.
Back in the day? That's the day I
learnt my trade. That's how I grew up in it. That's what I know. I'm changing to this way now, because if I don't, I'm going to be left behind. Hence why I'm doing the boxing thing, just to bring eyes on me.
Yeah, we'll touch on that in a second for those of you watching.
But the point is, it's a completely different... answering the point, it sounds like an amazing job.
Yeah.
And if you're good at it, it pays well and you get to experience different things. Fair enough, right? But for me, like, the novelty factor of it wore off within the first year.
Really?
In fact, it probably took me about nearly 10 years of doing porn. Don't forget, I've been doing it over 20 years. Probably.
Wow.
I'll say nearly 10 years before I was actually on the same money. I wasn't earning money at the beginning, good money.
It was
About eight to 10 years before I was even on par with the money I was earning before I got into porn. I was in the city. I was a city analyst before I got into porn.
Right, okay.
I lost my job after 9/11. Mm. Another long story. But So for years, I was actually at a loss, money-wise. Mm. But the difference is, as just touched upon, the lifestyle is different. Like, you may I might not have been earning as much money, but I was doing things that multi-millionaires, I'd be banging like fit birds on yachts in the Mediterranean. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't, if you was paying for that, it'd cost, you'd have to be multi-millionaire.
Oh yeah, of course, right? Yeah.
So the lifestyle was there, but the income didn't come until
girls earn differently to boys. So like, my money is like almost double his.
Yeah,
so right. Like, even on, like, it's different now because he is obviously established and he's but back in the day, my fee would be double his. Now his is on par. No, but it
depends. It's like for like. So if you've got a pro girl and a pro guy, right? The pro girl will always get paid more than right.
I mean, it's a girl that sells it.
Yeah, but so it all depends on your experience, though. Like a normal guy coming into the game will get shit money, like until he's established himself. But even once he's established, he'll get decent money. And depending on who he's affiliated with, like contracted, he could probably earn a lot more than most. Definitely most other guys, but also most girls. But if you compare that guy to
a top girl,
as he's a top guy,
there's no comparison.
So it is geared towards the girl. But as just says, the girls sell the product. I mean, some guys do really well because they have a bit of a name for themselves. They have a certain style.
Yeah.
People tend to go to their product because they like how they interact with a girl. They, you know, there's different things. But there's a guy, Johnny, what's his name?
Johnny Sins, yeah.
This guy, he's probably, I'd say, the most popular. Like in when I was at school, everyone would talk about him,
right?
The main porn star.
He's the one that's most known.
His popularity is so great that he's killing it, like more than most of the, like any of the girls. I think, like, he's suddenly he's found a platform. TikTok really worked for him.
Yeah,
he's got millions and millions of followers. Like, he's not even contracted to anyone yet. He's got like this big name.
Yeah.
In fact, I know him not personally, but I know a friend of mine who's worked in scenes with him.
Mm.
I'm not going to give too many names out.
Yeah,
because I don't want to put someone in it. But who's actually said, the guy's not really that good a performer on set.
Really?
He's not that. He's all right one-on-one with a girl, but he's not good with, there's a couple of guys in it, or there's a bit of pressure. It's not really his thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because he's good enough in his own little bubble.
He's got his own name, isn't
And
he?
He's got so many followers that girls, like, just went to AVN's the other day, Vegas. And all the girls are there to try and get a scene with this guy. He didn't even turn up.
Really?
Yeah. We were saying that he'll be there, this, that, and the other. And he was so popular that all the girls from everywhere, not just UK, Europe, were going there just to try and get a scene. Because if you get a scene with this dude who's got like 12 million followers on TikTok.
He's got 8 million on TikTok.
Well, that is right.
You've kind of made it.
You know that you're going to sell that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of eyes. And that's what the internet. Now I don't get me wrong. I think in his instance, he's kind of what he's. He's grafted for that. He's worth it.
It might not
be the best, but he's actually good enough to sell the idea. What my problem is you've got guys who are emulating that business model, i.e. being good on the social media. Yet they're not coming up with the goods. They're just shit. They're just, that's my gripe with it. But at the end of the day, everyone's got the, you know, if you're shit and you can get away with it, I suppose, why not, innit?
Well, that's it, yeah. Just shortening the hard work. Do you think, obviously, now sex is kind of, your lives, is it changed, like your personal?
It does change,
like,
personal.
When you're in a relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend,
it does change it. It just makes you not want to like have it because you do it as a job all the time. Like that, it just like, I mean, like, there'd be times, loads of times, and you'd be like, no, I can't be bothered. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, it becomes mechanical. It's hard to, because there are two different things: work on set and work sex for pleasure.
In what way is it different?
You're having sex for love or pleasure with your missus or whatever.
You're doing what you want.
You would do what, yeah.
Right.
You're not like positioning yourself for a camera.
Yeah,
you're not
like
holding positions. So like, for instance, like on camera, I'd be holding positions that I were uncomfortable. Like reverse cowgirl for me is my absolute worst. I hate it with an absolute passion.
Yeah.
But I have to look like I'm loving every second of it. But I hate it. Like, I would never do that normally because I would want to look at the person. I would never want to have my back to them.
Of course.
Yeah, but the point is, the logistics are completely different. So positions and stuff. You do things that are comfortable when it's for fun.
Yeah. Right?
And also you've connected. You're someone you want to do it with.
You do it for longer. Less time private and longer in scenes, isn't it?
Yeah, because you have to log it out.
The sex you don't do as much, like, is there anything else, like cuddling and stuff you do more?
He's not a cuddler anyway.
You're not a cuddler, no.
Yeah, but this is fuck's sake.
No,
yeah, but that's fine. And I was about to say,
this is why I have five dogs.
But five dogs.
Yeah,
but the point is that's me, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean all guys in the porn industry.
No, it's just him.
Like, everyone has their own thing, right?
Yeah,
that's just not my style. I've never been a cuddler or hold hand.
If you are that way inclined, then it wouldn't affect you. I think it just affects the sex. I don't think it would affect the intimacy.
Right.
I think it just affects the sex. But like I said, Dimitri's not that way inclined. He never has been.
Yeah.
Like, he's just not an affectionate person,
But going back to your point about the difference between sex on set and sex not on set.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's totally different. It's
even though the sex is completely different in both instances, when you're doing one for a job, all the time. When you do have sex just for fun, there is some overlap in a sense. Oh, it starts to feel a bit like work. Like, even though it's not the same, you kind of think, oh, well, I've got a scene tomorrow morning. I don't really want to fucking get my dick sore you know, things like that. Or you don't want to do a cum shot the night before when you've got a big scene the next day. You want to save the cum load, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and it's just that you just can't be bothered as well, isn't it? Like, yeah, you like the idea in your head. You think, oh, I might feel a bit horny. But then you think, oh, can I be bothered going, yeah.
No, I get that. If you guys could go back and change anything, would you?
I don't think I would change anything.
Or are you happy with how things have gone?
I don't think I would change anything.
But obviously, your relationship. Would you say you're both single?
Yeah.
So if there was someone else that came along for one of you or both of you, would you?
Well, I'm not interested.
Right.
I'm quite.
guys trying to move away from you.
No. I've said to Jess, look, because she needs to be with someone.
No, but I have five dogs.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I have five dogs.
A guy comes into her life who is good for her,
yeah,
like, that's going to have to do with me. Right?
Yeah.
Right. I know we do live together, but we do live together, but it's not.
It's
not
a business.
It's pure business. We use the house as a location. Mm. It's big. You know what I mean? It's a. My kit's there. It's, you know, it's my editing rigs. All it's set up as a business, right? It just so happens that we live there.
It's racing rig. It's got a whole racing rig in our
house.
Really? Ridiculous.
Wow.
I'm trying to answer the question. I've lost my point now. What were you saying about
the house and like?
Oh, if a guy comes in and she wants to get a relationship, I'm not gonna stop that. It's not my business. Like, she could do what she was going fucking left, right, and center, like, not for work, just for fun. Again, not my business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And same for me, but my view is I really can't be arsed with it.
He's right. So anti-relationship. He is not that kind of way.
I've done it with her now we did it a few longer than I expected. My record for having relationships in the past was about a year or so.
Right.
It was about 7 years, 8 years.
8 years. Right.
So, fair enough. I gave it a good shot, in my opinion.
Yeah. So how did it? Sorry. Carry on.
No, that's it. No, my view is, I'm quite happy to go for the rest of what I'm 50 odd now, 51 now, right?
51.
If I another 20 years, another 30 years, I'm quite happy not to have a romantic attachment. Quite happy.
So there was not a fallout. There wasn't.
No. Not like fallout or anything. It was just one of those things where like it just kind of sort of naturally just weren't apart, didn't it? But not apart in a way that we live together still, we have dogs together, we still run a business, we still work together, like we still do scenes together and stuff like that, like and that, you know, and everything. In the case, not much has actually changed apart from the title, I would say, mainly.
Yeah.
We know what it is.
You know what it is.
Not like we're trying to explain, but the point is, if she wanted to have this loving relationship with a guy, then she has that option. But she's not going to be with me.
Right.
Because I can't provide that. Doesn't mean I've got love for her. I think, you know.
And at least you're honest and open about that.
Yeah. You know I mean? We've always been straight.
Bullshit
about it.
And me, like, well, right now anyway, like, I'm quite happy with how I am and how things are. And like I said, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say never, but like right now, I'm quite happy with how my life and is journey and stuff like that. Like,
and don't forget, our business relationship works, like we said. She has things that she does, and I have things that I do that together they work well as a business.
So
it'd be madness for us to. Because of the way we're so different to basically sabotage everything we've built together. Because some of the stuff we've got together
we first got together, Dimitri actually learned to edit because he realised, so I was doing all the clip stores and stuff like that, right? And then he said to me, he was like, why don't you do this more? And I was like, because I don't have time. I was like, I don't have time to film, I don't have time to edit, I don't have time to upload, I don't have time. And then to do all my other bits that I'm doing, you know, I don't have time to do it. And he was like, well, what if I was to like film and edit and do bits for you? Do you think we could we could grow this. And I was just like, well, yeah, there is money to be made in these videos. So he actually went and properly learned to edit, like on a proper course, like you went and did it, you went and learned. He actually learned properly to edit.
You're actually then, showing my films here at Base
Station.
Yeah,
we have really? Base Station on the, it goes on the in-between BSX channels, like we've got some.
Oh, sure.
Because Base Station commissioned us for a few. But yeah, so like he actually went and learned to edit and learned to do it. Like he knew how to film and stuff like that. But obviously it's like, you know, it was a different thing, like learning how to do it and where to position and stuff. So he actually went and learned properly how to do it all. And then we obviously like started doing it more with my stores. And now we manage other girls as well. So that's how we kind of scaled our business, you know, like.
She deals with the day to day, getting the girls in, sorting out the schedule basically. And what I'll do is if I'm not actually performing in the scenes, if it's not boy girl scenes, I will film it and then edit it and then provide the content to both JS and to the girls we work with, and they put it on their stores.
But like, our business and even our working is very, very interlinked, like, you know, entwined together. So like, even though like, we're not like officially together or anything, we're still very close together, like we've worked, you know? And that's what I mean. We've really, the only kind of thing that's changed is our title. Like I said, we still live together, we're still together. Like I said, he wasn't affectionate before. So it's like.
Has there been any scenes that have been difficult to make or not?
Well, you've got loads that have, haven't you?
Mate, we could talk. You answer this because
tell them about your snorkel one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I heard a little bit about this before and I was like, save it.
About the snorkel, what you had to do.
He's asking you, why don't you tell him a story about yourself?
He's asked you. That's a good story.
We'll go through the snorkel one, then we'll go to Jess.
What snorkel one?
You told me about the snorkel. You had to learn to snorkel so that you could do a scene.
Oh, private dive. There was a company, Private Dive. Back in the day, private is a.
Are you all right with talking about this? Or is
I
it?
I just think it's boring. What was the question? What's the question?
Has there been any difficult scenes?
We was booked on this shoot, and it was revolved about fucking underwater.
Right.
It was diving, and I didn't know how to dive, and you had to do like a course, a 3-day thing. It was like a very Paddy, I can't remember what the name of it was, but basically you learn to dive for a few days and then so you can do it underwater with the breathing gear and all that stuff, right?
Right.
And so I did the course. We was there for about 2 weeks, I think. So the first week was getting the course so you could go into the water and do the fucking, right?
Yeah.
And then so
it was you can do the fucking in the water.
In the water, yeah, in the sea.
With a snorkel.
It's hard. It's a killer. So I learned how to do it, and I'm not really a great swimmer anyway. I don't like the fish running near me and stuff. So anyway, long story short is we spent the whole week learning how to dive, sort of basic dive, so we could go and film the thing.
Yeah.
And then, what was it? As soon as I learned, and then I tried to, and then I put the gear on my back, and got backwards from the boat into the thing. So it got to shoot day for the fucking, and I panicked. I jumped back into the thing, and as I went, it was the first time I actually did it how you're supposed to do it for the film, because I was trying to show off for the fucking film to make it look good, like, so I knew what I was doing.
Just see you spazzing in the water.
And then I couldn't breathe. I was like panicked, because no one could fuck, because I couldn't fucking. So we spent the whole week learning it, and I couldn't do it, and then I ended up having to go into the swimming pool, hotel swimming pool.
Bit of a difference.
Yeah, and Baines do it in the swimming pool, and my head above the water, so, and fuck, just my body, and pretending it was in the sea, so cutting it to look like it was.
Right.
Gone. So,
you can fuck underwater.
You can.
Is it hard? I've never actually.
It's not comfortable.
No,
it's not comfortable.
It's hard.
Not good.
It is. Yeah. It's. I wouldn't recommend doing it for fun necessarily.
And it can be uncomfortable for the girl because you can get trapped water in between like the cock and like so then it can like push water in and hurt and stuff. So it's not.
Thinking like a hot tub or anything. It can be a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's difficult to see in the water. Water and stuff.
That's true.
That's not a boring story. I think that's a good story.
That's a good story.
Yeah, keep that one in.
That's a good story.
Do you ever worry, or are you okay with being recognised in public for what you do? Has it happened to any of you before?
So yeah, it's happened to both of us actually. There was one time we was up here in Wales actually,
right?
And we both got recognised in a taxi, but I always shot it off really, because I don't really like to get recognised, especially not by myself, because I feel quite intimidated, especially when it's like a group of guys. Mm. And normally the response I get is just like, oh, like they just kind of want to come over and try and fuck me or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
What,
whereas
just out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas Jesus. Dimitri will get like, oh my god,
she's a bird, famous for fucking, right? Mm. And you see her, say you've been wanking over her, and then you suddenly see her, which you're gonna think, oh
yeah,
let's give it a go then.
I guess, you know, that, what else? People don't realise like you.
You're human.
So I tell you correct. This story. I was going to Prague, and I like, so I was basically in my hoodie. I had my hood up, everything. So it's very like undercover, So I was like, sitting on the plane by myself, and then suddenly like this guy came and sat at a seat next to me. He was like, "Oh my god, this is you, right?" Pulled up one of my porn scenes and showed it to the whole plane. I was like, "Oh my god, this is her." There was like kids on the plane and adults, and people were looking at me, and I was just like, "This is not my fault. Like, just because I've done this, I didn't put it out there for it. I put it out there for everyone to see, but not on the plane, you know."
Not like everyone
So I kind of like said to the guy, I was like, "Look, do you mind? That's really like." And I tried to play it at first, like, "It's not me." He goes, "It's you." And then showed everyone, and he was really sweet, and he was like, "Okay, sorry, like I didn't mean it." He just got so excited, but like I hate that. Like I don't.
He says he's sorry, but what did he expect?
That's not a sweet thing.
He's doing that in a plane, but with kids
showing
it. Right? Like we was in Wales one time. And this taxi driver recognised me, and I was just like, "Oh no, it's not me." And then he asked about him, and then you always say that you do what you do because he doesn't care. He gets high fived. He's like legend. He's like, "Oh my god, wow, you're amazing."
Yeah.
But they change.
It's different for guys.
Totally different.
You're like an idol.
It's different for guys. Guys like look up to it. I've never had a bad word said like in the street with people like in Greece. It was.
Is that where you're originally from?
Well, I'm Greek Cypriot from Cyprus.
Right.
But I do a lot of work.
So Greece is really famous in Greece, like Brad Pitt famous.
Oh, really?
Well,
in Greece, it was used to be. I've been with this company right from the outset. It's about 15 years I've been with them.
Yeah.
When it first started off, it was kind of. Porn in Greece was kind of illegal. It's quite a bit of a, not backward, but conservative country, religious, right?
FHM's Greece's number one man.
Oh, let me answer.
Wait, what?
Jesus Christ.
Was it?
Yeah.
So back then, it was like, when they released the first official professional porn film in Greece, like porn's been going on for years over there, but there was a lot of attention around this particular company because they were doing it on a big budget, big slick thing, right?
Yeah.
It caused a lot of attention in Greece, like, "Oh my god, porn," like no one could believe it. And because I was their main guy from the beginning, I sort of got famous with the company,
right?
So every time I used to go, like, especially the first couple of years, I used to get papped at the airport.
Even still now you do,
yeah, but now it's calmed down because it's more use, it's not so taboo in Greece now.
You got voted FHM's sexiest man in Greece, didn't you?
Well, there you go.
He took me to Greece. When we were together, I was saying to him about taking me to Greece for ages. He's like, "No, I'm not taking you. You're going to hate it because you're going to punch someone." He goes, "Because you don't understand what it's like." And he took me when it was died down, and literally this guy came running down the street. We was like arm in arm, right, walking down the street.
This is where we were boyfriend, girlfriend.
He actually shoved me out the way, right, and was like, photo, shoved this phone in my face, right, and I was like, "Sorry, what?" And then he wanted a photo with Dimitri, which is fine, but he was actually rude to me. But then Dimitri turned around and he was like, "Look, don't be rude to her." Like, but basically what you explained to me was like, he was like, "They're doing that to you because they so don't want to offend him because he's so like the number one out there." That if they even think that like they're looking at he like they get the wrong like think that they're looking at me, they might upset him. So he was like, "They don't mean to be rude, but like he's so number one out there." We went for lunch. I went to the toilet, came back, someone was in my seat. Yeah, like what? It's actually ridiculous. Yeah, but
how do you feel about like
that? I don't like the fame side of it. Right. It cringes me. The only reason I do this job is to make money, right? And it's just a necessary evil that you've got to kind of have a bit of celebrity, like the whole clout thing now, right? You need attention on you to make money now. That's not the older days.
Haven't touched on your boxing.
Yeah, but the old days wasn't really like that, you know. It wasn't. But if you could do this without having any fame, I'd be much more comfortable with it. The only thing it brings you is you get some places like
nice table.
You get good attention. Like we went to a couple of places with her, and you get looked after, so they put you. You don't have to fucking pay for half of the stuff either.
Yeah.
So there is a positive side to it. But I would rather pay for everything and have it. And not have any fame than have even a small bit. Like, it's not so bad in England. No one gives a fuck. I'm not like, people don't come up to me in the street in England, really. Yeah. It has happened, like she's in work. It does happen if you go out. I mean, I don't put myself in places like nightclubs and things where I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, of course.
But so you can't, but in Greece, it was actually kind of A-list celebrity for a while.
Yeah, but you get off the plane and they're waiting for you.
So I can honestly say I have experienced a fame the side of it more maybe than most guys in the industry
because of
the Greek aspect, and I would say it's shit. It's if you're doing it for that, then there's something wrong with your ego. You need if you need strangers to love you, in my view, I think there's something wrong there.
Yeah,
Nice to have the money and go to the best places.
It's nice to also be appreciated for what you do. Like, that's nice.
Do you feel the same about the fame thing?
Yeah, so the fame thing, I never really got into this to be famous either. Like,
she's old school as well. Yeah. Old schoolers don't.
So I got into this to make money. And then, don't get me wrong, it was nice to be sort of appreciated for like what I do, but it was never really something like I go, I want to be famous. Yeah. Like, and like I said, for me...
Yeah, being appreciated and being harassed are two different things.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. For me, I actually don't like it because I don't like to be recognised. I don't like, especially when I don't so bad when I'm with Dimitri because I know I'm looked after. I know nothing's going to happen to me. But say when I'm by myself, like that time I told you in Prague, that was horrible for me because I was just like, oh God, I'm by myself. I'm stuck in a plane. What if something happens? What if they follow me? Like all this starts running through my head. So that's the thing with me. That's why I normally when people ask me what I do, I only actually say I'm a babe station girl because that's normally acceptable. But like when as soon as you say I do porn, they're like, oh, do you want to fuck?
They just think you're always up for it.
Yeah. And they do, they come straight in like that as well.
It's do you want to fuck?
Yeah, no, but it's not even like, it's not even like any like chit chat. It's straight in. Like that's what it is. And obviously not if I'm with him. If I'm by myself, that is what happens. That is what people say.
They just don't view
they do not care. Yeah, they just view me as like a sort of a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Whereas him, he's like, oh my God, you're a legend.
But you got to be fair, but you've been sold as a piece of meat. Yeah, that's your job.
Yeah.
So you can understand it. I mean, I understand it. I do understand why a guy would come. Not that I agree with it, but if your life is sitting there wanking off watching these girls.
Have you ever had any girls come up to you and be like, do you want to fuck?
Yes.
No. Not in like scenes. I mean, on the street.
Yeah.
Really?
The first time I went to... The AVNs in Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you know what? AVNs is a porn award, right?
I've heard.
Many years ago, I went, and what they do is about 3 or 4 days, it's like a convention, then the awards at the end of the trip, right? And then there's like, so the first day I walked into the thing, and there was the hotel where it was being held, and I was trying to find where the actual convention part was.
Yeah.
And there was this little fit bird who was just giving out flyers for some other bullshit, other to go to some club. Mm. And she goes, oh, hi, what are you doing here? And I go, I've come for the AVN Awards. She goes, oh, is that the sex expo thing? And she goes, and I go, yeah. And she goes, what, are you a performer? Are you a porn star? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, then maybe we should have sex then.
Right, okay.
That's what I said.
Is all you said?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah. Not there and then. I arranged it, yeah.
Fair enough.
That was
mate,
the first. That was. I'm going back like 20 years.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I didn't even know that story.
Yeah. I put on my. There was a MySpace. Have you heard of MySpace?
Yeah, that shows your age now.
Yeah, it was that MySpace day, and she put basically she was my MySpace profile picture. Anyway, so yeah, it does happen.
Yeah. No.
And also, when you're going out, long before I got with Jess as well, when I was out in the club scene, a lot of girls. Especially married women.
Oh, they want to try you out, don't they?
Want to give it a go. Think, oh, well, this really? Guy's a professional fucker. He must be good.
Professional fucker.
Yeah.
You'd get women who just would, like, no strings. I'm not making it up, trust me.
You had a hen night, didn't you?
Oh, this is...
Wait.
The hen night is bad.
This is a disgusting story.
Tell him, and they'll love it.
Briefly say, I was on this hen night thing where basically I did, like, guest stripper. For,
right.
Like, because of porn guy, whatever. And this fucking... Hen night, right? So the bride-to-be and her future mother-in-law together.
Right.
Brought me over.
Yeah, this is right.
I don't know where this is going.
Cock out. Pulls my cock out. The mother-in-law, future mother-in-law. She goes, look at that cock. To the future
daughter-in-law, yeah.
Suck on that because you won't be able to do this once you're married to my boy. And she's forcing my cock into the bride's mouth.
What? Off.
Mate, yeah. I kind of lost a lot of respect for women that day. That's what I've got to say.
When you tell me that story, I can't believe that.
No lie.
That is great.
The mother-in-law.
So it's her boy that...
Yeah, it's her boy that the daughter's marrying.
And then she starts sucking it as well.
Together?
Yeah.
Tag team?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not making it up. Honestly, I'm not making it up.
Man.
Yeah, I remember.
So when you see shit like that, you kind of... You've got to... Yeah, my brain's a little bit frazzled.
Yeah, what did that do to you? Did you feel bad? Or...
Maybe that's part of the reason why I'm so cold.
I think that is why though.
Maybe I'm not really bothered about being attached to someone, right? Because I don't see any value. I'm not painting everyone the same brush. Just is not like that, right? Mm-hmm. But perhaps all these experiences and being exposed to such brashness in the job that I do, not just, you know,
But you get a lot of wives that want to see, like husbands that want their wives to fuck him and stuff like that while they watch and stuff. So I do think all of this kind of made it together is maybe part of the way that he is partly.
Yeah, it's shaped who you are, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I think I am the way I am anyway, but it hasn't helped necessarily.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
And you get married men, I'm guessing.
Oh, I get loads of married men.
Is that, would you say that's quite like a popular sort of your fan base?
Massive, yeah. I get loads of married men. And then the funny thing is like, even when I've done Baby Station and stuff like that, like I'll get men like, you know, obviously call me up and they'll be like, oh, like, don't tell my wife. I'm like, I don't know your wife.
Yeah,
I'm not, all I hear is your voice.
I think they kind of like that.
Yeah, though,
that's the fantasy, right?
That's the fantasy.
And I get some guys on cam and stuff like that, on my socials and that come in and like, oh, do you like a married man? And you can see that like, yeah, they do like that. I get loads of married men. Loads.
Is it mostly older guys, or can it be
mixture? Mixture.
So I was thinking to myself the other day, who watches like Babe Station and stuff? Like, what age range?
So I get completely different. Like, even when I'm on Babe Station, my range of callers, sometimes I get some old men that are like about to drop dead, and then other people I get like some younger guys who are literally just 18 and have just like just their first phone call. Like, really, yeah, I've had all sorts on Babe Station. I'm sure a few of the other girls can tell.
How do you keep the conversation going when it's like a
Well, she can talk for England, man.
I can talk for England.
Really?
Stop.
That machine gun.
It's a good way to be.
Yeah.
For this job.
Good way to be.
Brilliant.
Yeah. If you had one message to give to the world, what would it be?
One message.
Deep.
We're getting deep again. We've dabbled into a bit of the funny stuff.
I don't know, really. I don't actually know what I
So it's one of those street interviews, you know, on TikTok where they come up to you, they give you a mic.
What would you say?
I don't know.
It'd be something like...
Mine would be, protect yourself at all times.
Yeah. So would mine. My nose is fucked from boxing, man. Just keep them hands up.
Well, yeah, you're doing boxing now, aren't you?
Are we talking about boxing or not really?
No. Oh, yeah, right. Dimitri is actually going to be fighting, you guys might recognise me from the Misfits scene, on Misfits Boxing, KSI's promotion. Do you want to touch on that? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, as you said, KSI and Mams Taylor, I've known for many years. It just so happened one of the girls we were shooting with on the porn circuit I was having a chat with her, and she was like going
to. I was having a chat.
Well, she told me. Yeah. Right. Turns out that she was training for a boxing event.
Right.
And she told me about this whole Misfits where it's influencer boxing and stuff. And I never knew Mams was involved, because I've known Mams as a record producer. He was into music.
Yeah, he was the music, yeah.
Right?
He's written you your own songs.
In fact, he's written
it?
Me actual songs for my porn films.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah.
He's got his own theme too.
Hey, Mams is.
Yeah, he's legend, man.
He's a legend.
So, I found out there and then that he was involved with the actual. I knew he was the manager of KSI.
Yeah.
So and then I just put two and two. So he's running Misfits.
Yeah.
So I rang him up and he goes, "Yeah, you should do it." He goes to me because we've got L Brooke, who's a content creator, porn/.
Yeah.
But we've got no guys from that scene doing it. If you're up for it,
you're going to be the first guy from the porn industry to ever be on Misfits, which is going to get you a lot of exposure in itself.
Well, I'm in camp now, so I don't know when I should be fighting in about 6 months.
Go on, show us a move.
I'm not sure. Shut up. Fucking move.
Show us a move.
I'll show you some moves later.
Oh.
Right. But as I was saying to you earlier before we went on air, boxing's not really my. I've done jiu-jitsu for many years. So. It's not really the discipline that I'm used to or really like, actually, but that's what they're doing. I mean, I think they're going into the MMA arena at some point, so that'd probably be better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I've committed to the boxing, so I don't know who I'm boxing yet.
You said it was a bit of a disadvantage having experience in another combat sport.
Yes, because in the sparring sessions I've had now, I find it hard. Like when I'm in close quarters, not to like use elbows.
Yeah.
Because you can't help, because that's why I know to fight,
get
them onto the ground.
Yeah,
you know?
it's called Misfits.
But I can't go and start doing that shit.
No, it's not cool.
No. So I found that the discipline of keeping to the form is. And also, when you turn around and they've got to stop hitting you and things like that.
And you're aggressive as well. Yeah, so I think it's hard.
No, not aggressive.
Have you ever knocked someone like out cold?
Yes.
What do you mean? Yes.
You have.
She's like, my man can't do that.
You have. I know you have. I've not seen it.
No, well,
you've
rumoured.
You've fought a lot of people.
I'm not an aggressive person, but if I put me in that, if it's me or someone else and that's what I'm there to do, I will go all out, you know. And from my experience so far, like I've only been training for boxing for about 3 months now. I've been training for it. Over Christmas, I've made a mistake of going to someone else's gym to train.
Right.
And I got into the ring with one of their pro guys. and we were just doing body shots together. I was like, it's meant to be light, and you end up cracking two of my ribs. Fuck. So yeah, wanker. Like, it was only, he had 10-ounce gloves on as well.
Just sparring as well.
Just, and it was meant to be, I said to him, look, I'm a novice. We're just getting, and he goes, yeah, it's all right, we're doing it for conditioning so you can get used to how it feels. And it just got more and more aggressive. I mean, I was whacking him back as well, but I didn't know what I was doing.
You had to have your foot in a tie, didn't you?
Yeah, we was both in a tie, one foot in a tie. And we was basically just, no headshots, just body shots.
Was he heavier than you as well?
Yeah, much heavier. Like, it was...
That's bad coaching.
And it wasn't. I don't even blame the guy I was sparring, because he was just doing what he was told, right? Mm. It was the coach there saying...
That's in the wrong. Yeah, for sure.
And I ended up too fractured. Like, I've only just... It's 6 weeks since it's... Like, I've only just now started sparring again, because I couldn't take hits here. I was doing face sparring to avoid it, just to get used to that kind of thing.
Do you prefer being hit in the face or the body? Because this is a topic on TikTok I've seen.
It's not... You don't want to really get hit, do you?
No, like, the aim is to not get hit.
I would say the body.
Since I had the injury, I'm really worried about that now. So even the face, I don't really mind getting hit in the face. But as you know, you've done a bit of boxing yourself. Yeah. It's quite easy to like glance the blows from your face. Like just a little bit of movement of your head. Yeah. You can.
Whereas the body,
it's there. Unless you've got your elbow down, blocking it. And that's the other thing as well. From my jiu-jitsu stuff, right? I tend to block my... I don't block as in the boxing style. I don't keep form like this. I'm like more loose.
Okay.
And it's to my detriment because, but I open up quite a lot. So if someone knows what they're doing, they're going to open me up and then attack me in my weak spot.
Yeah.
Now, my
That's
argument,
a good point, actually. Well, do we want to reveal that on here? Because when you fight, people
well,
might...
the thing is, we're talking about, I'm not fighting pro fighters.
Right. Yeah.
I'm hoping it's going to be someone of my level or less.
Do you want to make a call out to someone on here right now? Who do you want to fight?
Who are you calling out?
Because we can clip this and put it on the Twitter. And I'll retweet it. We'll
I'll fight
out.
Anyone in the porn game. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about weight class or nothing.
Yeah?
Right?
Okay.
But
is there any celebrities out there that you think I'd love to just...
Dapper?
Bunch them up. Dapper.
He's not even funny, that dude.
Yeah.
I'm not bored, but... I wouldn't mind taking Ed Matthews on because
Ed Matthews, right, okay.
I wouldn't mind taking because he's similar weight class. But
he's younger than you, though.
Yeah, but they're all younger than me. I'm old. By the way, I'm 51, so...
Yeah, he does not look 51.
So I'm old. I mean, yeah.
What did you think? What do you think about Ed Matthews' boxing skills?
I think he's just like a bit of a pub ruler. I think he'll come out swinging. If he catches you, you're fucked because he's got a bit of power. I don't know if he's on the roids anymore. He used to be. He's dropped a lot of weight, so I think he's
off. Calling out Ed.
Well, no, I don't listen.
He's calling out Ed.
Quite frankly, you know what? Why am I doing this? Right, we said this. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this for clout. I'm doing this because I want people to go to my OnlyFans. Right, that's the bottom line.
Do you know what? I love the honesty. People will lie and say I'm in love with the sport. You're not. You said I'm doing it for this.
Yeah.
I'm purely doing. Look, I tell you what. I love the content that I produce. I'm in the porn game, right? The content I stuff is banging, right? But I need more people to fucking see it. To experience what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So. This has given me a platform to do it. That's why I'm doing it. Boxing, in my opinion, is not my number one love. Like I say, I'd rather do jiu-jitsu any day of the week or MMA fighting all day long. That's my comfort zone. Mm. But I'm happy to take the challenge on because I'll actually tell you something that's interesting. The fitness level required to box, man. Wow.
Yeah, I've learned that the hard way.
But you're going running, you're cycling, you're doing all sorts of stuff.
You've been doing it for a few months, so have you noticed a difference in your...
So I've got a gym at home, so I'm training. I train away, but I don't do cardio stuff. I'm now... There's being fit for my job, for fucking.
Yeah.
And there's being fit for weight training, but boxing fit is a whole different world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 30 seconds in the sparring and I'm gassed. If I'm punching and getting punched, I'm gassed. That's no joke. And I'm relatively fit. So
you and Ed Matthews would actually be a good fight.
Well, it's going to be... He's going to storm. Unless he's learned from his last fight against Pineda.
To not let
Pineda,
him go.
Like, if you saw him, you'd think Pineda was going to get done. Because
KSI knocked him out in the first round.
Yeah, KSI's a lump, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a really fair
KSI's
match.
KSI's a lump. No, right? He is, yeah.
Pineda played a clever game. He's like a beanstalk, right? Mm-hmm. Ed Matthews came out swinging. He just avoided him. Got a couple of clumps, all right, whatever. 40 seconds, about a minute in, he was gassed.
Yeah.
And then he just
bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
And then the second round, knocked him literally out the ring. So I don't rate Ed Matthews. I mean, I've got a feeling Ed Matthews is now going to look back at that and realise his shortcomings. And if he doesn't get fit, he's just going to get embarrassed. Like, his fitness is letting him down. He's got the mentality, he's ruthless. And if he catches you, like I say, he's going to get you. But if you've got a bit of boxing smarts and you've learnt some basics and technicals, you can steer around him and just basically get him at your own level. So even me, my limited experience, I'm not that excited about an Ed Matthews. Ed Matthews has got clout though, so I'll do it for that reason.
Yeah.
But I don't, I've got no beef with anyone, honestly.
Willing to have beef.
I mean, no. I've got no beef. I've got no, unless someone's going to be rude to me, then I'll have it. But no one springs to my mind.
Right. If someone was to make a video calling you out, talking a load of shit, you'd have them.
As long as they've got clout.
Clout.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. That's what you need. That's where I'm coming from.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You have a business, right?
Yeah, so we both do. It's a welly site, like Wellington Boots.
Wellington Boots.
So basically what happened was some fan bought me like one pair of Hunters and was like, will you do a video in them for me if I buy them? And the Hunters are like about £100 a pair. So I was just like, yeah, that's fine. I'll do like a little custom video. So then he bought me like 20 pairs of them, all different colours.
Literally, that's a whole room
for these. A whole room of them. So then we like did a few videos and it's like humping a welly and some of them will be getting muddy. Some of them won't be getting muddy. Some of them are not rude at all. Some of them are rude. Some of them like sort of humping and some of them are just wearing the wellies. And basically I did them for this guy, I sent them to him and then I put them into my like clip stores afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise, but like they literally rocketed with like so many people that have a welly fetish. So then, and that just went for them. Then we did a site with it, didn't we?
Oh, well, we said it was
Willy's Wonderland, isn't it?
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland. Yeah. Check it out. If any of you out there like
feet. Check it out.
As we said, it's a feet thing, right?
It's a feet thing. It's a rubber boot thing. Like a rubber boot.
Jumping in muddy puddles. It's a thing.
Yeah, clean and muddy.
A lot of fetishes.
There's
out there.
There's a few. Yeah.
What's the strangest one you guys have
Well, come you across? Said about the sploshing earlier, didn't you?
Sploshing, yeah. So.
Sploshing.
Sploshing's a weird one. That's food, getting
food
on you.
So sploshing's food, gunge, basically stuff being poured over you. We actually did a boy-girl in one. Someone boarded a custom and wanted me to be like a cyborg. And then when the metallic gunge gets poured over me, I turn into this like sex maniac robot.
Yeah.
And then he has to dunk my head while fucking me. But do you know how hard it is to fucking gunge? Because as soon as he tries to put it in, I just go sliding somewhere else. It's really hard. It's really, really hard.
No, it's interesting. I don't think I could do that.
Well, then you had to come on my face and then pour gunge over my face afterwards. So,
really?
Yeah.
What were you thinking making it be? Like, I beg this never happens.
He
again.
Was like, let's just get this over and done
well,
with.
Well, I said I doubled the price for next, and they still fucking did it.
They didn't think they were going to do it. After 10 times the price now.
Yeah, well.
But Dimitri didn't even want to be in it. Like, so basically it was a 20-minute custom. He was like, you can be in it for 15. I was like, well, no, it's like a boy girl. He goes, no, I'm being in it for 5 minutes. That's it.
Yeah, so I basically got her to do playing herself.
Yeah,
15 minutes on her own.
Yeah.
And then for the last 5 minutes, the finale, I come in and stick it to her.
Do you know what the worst of it was? So I've been in the gunge for the longest. And he goes, well, right, I'm getting in the shower now. I was like, no, I've been in the gunge the longest. I'm cold.
Yeah,
but
you've acclimatised.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
he left me. He left me in the pool of gunge. He goes, right, I'm going to get chat.
How long was I in the shower? 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then you were like, you can start cleaning up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
While I was left in the gun.
What was your idea? No, I don't want to do this.
Well, I needed you for it.
Yeah, I did it.
Wow. Yeah, it was.
You guys have some stories to tell.
So many.
A lot of stories to tell.
So many.
But yeah, what are your guys' social medias? We're going to put them up on screen now for those of you watching.
Yeah.
So my Twitter is at JessWestXXX. And my Insta's official.jesswest.
I bet you don't know yours, do you, Dimitri?
I do, because it's the same.
Oh, you do.
The same, yeah.
It is the same, isn't it?
It is the same.
Yeah, I do. Twitter is, so on all of them, @Dimitri_Simstad.
Right.
Bit of a mouthful. Long story, I used to do a lot of sim racing.
Yeah.
Before I got into this whole boxing bullshit. Right?
So you've added it on. And
so
kept it going.
I left it there because I used to do, girls used to come around and interrupt my racing and then I used to fuck them.
We have a whole room in our house that is actually ridiculous.
Yeah.
Some of the guys, Alan, have you seen it? I'll show you a picture. There's a whole room in our house, costs more than my car.
It's like, brilliant, man. Proper simulator. It's F1 drivers have it. It's the nuts. But.
Like every guy's dream, you've got it.
Well, that is more of a dream. The fucking, honestly, I could give a fuck. It gets, once you've done it as long as I have, it's, but the sim racing.
That's what gets that exciting.
That's what gets
if I could be anything in this, I'd be a racing driver.
Really?
Well, that's what he asked earlier, what would be your dream?
Yeah, didn't give me a chance to fucking say anything. Like I say, man, once you've been on set, like I said to you before, the picture of the pussy, they send you DMs of a pussy. Oh, look, what do you think of my pussy?
You've seen so many, yeah.
It's boring. Like, I have to switch. When I go on set and I have to work, I have to go into like a perv mode in my head. Like, it's not normal.
He gets this really? Dirty perv mode. Yeah. It's this look over his face. Yeah, it's like,
not,
right,
it's not normal.
Can
it's not
you
pretty.
Show the camera the face?
You'll lose all your fucking followers, mate.
No, but basically, all the girls clock it now.
But do you know what I mean? I go into, like, I'm here to fuck now.
Right. Yeah.
And I switch into, I suppose it's like fighting when you want to go into aggressive mode.
You have to
mode.
Turn into a different, it's like, yeah. So, I get it.
It's animal.
It's the difference. It's why I think now, going back to the thing, that most guys fell on set because they don't switch into that.
Yeah.
You either can switch into it or not. And it's not pretty.
It's like an animal in that thing, isn't it? In you.
It's not cool.
It's not,
but it is cool because that's how you get the job done. It's not cringe once you're into
so
it.
So normally what he does, he starts off and he goes, okay, don't mind me, girls, I'll just get into perv mode. And then like
they all know it.
Everyone knows it.
I'll just sit down, I'll take a cock out, and I'll just look at it, okay, right, just carry on. And I'll just be looking at them, and they'll be looking at me like I look pervy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no two ways about it. And I'll go, if you just want to say something to the camera whilst I'm getting ready, and then before they're even setting his camera, I'm zoned in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the way to do it.
How long does it take to get into that zone?
Seconds.
Really?
Seconds.
Yeah, well.
Like, it's not even long. It goes, give me 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes. The girl will turn to the camera and start saying something. Before she's finished what she's saying, he will have had his dick in her mouth. Like that, it's not, you literally seconds.
Yeah, but you'll see, I can give away a few tricks of the trade here. I'll give a few tricks away.
Okay, like,
to any upcoming performers, you know, if you want some help on this.
It might help the viewers as well in their sex life.
I say to the girl, like, give us a few minutes to get ready. Like, this is the time for me to get ready, right?
Mm.
But I'm already ready. It's not in those few minutes. That's the trick here.
Right.
Think, fucking hell, this guy, like, because they used to get on set and the guys are fucking there 20 minutes having a wank and nothing's happening, right?
Mm.
But they've got it all wrong. When I'm saying to that girl, right, I'm going to be ready in 5 minutes. Be ready. I'm already ready. All right. Mm. I haven't got the boner. I come out relaxed.
Yeah.
But mentally, I'm keyed in. And all I'm now doing is the final bit of the toolbox. Right? All I'm doing now is now, okay, now cock in hand is the final. But my mind, it's all the mind. My mind is already on the game.
Yeah.
That's the hard bit. That's the hard bit. The cock bit is the easy bit.
Easy bit.
What these guys are failing to see is it's a mental game.
Have you ever faced erectile dysfunction or anything like that?
There's a guy once who came on set. He took 5 Viagras, one after the other. Like a good
That's
friend.
Like a kill, you know.
He took like, and this guy was a stud, right? Good looking guy, another good looking guy, friend of mine. And all the girls loved him. And I said, you'd be good. Let's get you on set. The girls will love you because half the battle is won if the girl actually likes you, because they'll help you a little bit. They'll get you through it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
If you're struggling. So this, I said, the girls love you. You'll come on. So you'll have an easy time. And for love or money, he could not get wood, right? On set. When he was in the car on the way home, he was sitting there with a boner like that.
No.
Because he dropped so many pills, but it's not about, it's about you've got to be mentally relaxed, you've got to be into
it. Yeah, but you say all the time, Dimitri says all the time, it's not about the girl that's in front of him.
It's irrelevant.
Dimitri could have a plank of wood in front of him, and if he was told to fuck it, he would have to
fuck
it.
The girl's irrelevant.
Do you pay attention to it? Like, could you fuck a really, like, in your eyes, ugly
done.
Girl?
Yes, yeah. It has.
It's not about the girl, that's the thing. If you go there hoping the girl's fit and you're going to fancy and she's going to fancy, you're fucked. Because you might be lucky, sometimes you get that and you're going to have a good one.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you're not going to get that.
No.
Most of the time, she's not going to like you. Or if she, or you're not going to like it, whatever.
And isn't it normally,
so you've got to learn to do it with whoever.
Yeah.
Normally the ugly ones will give you more, won't they? And then the pretty ones.
There's some pretty ones that are great performers, but a lot of pretty girls also have that diva element about them. Don't do this. Don't fuck me too hard. Don't, because
mess my hair up.
Whatever, right? Where some of the, I wouldn't say ugly, but some of the ones who aren't like top draw.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're fucking 6 ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, they'll love it. Because they're up for it, basically. And that's normally a better scene than the ones that sort of cock block, you know, have the hands.
Because you can tell, can't you, I guess.
Yeah, the viewer, look, at the end of the day, look, as much as you've got to be into it to perform well, right, you're not really performing for yourself, you're performing for the viewer.
Yeah.
And the viewer can see, like you just said it, if you're watching it and the girl is like dead between the eyes, she's not interested.
You can tell.
And the guy is just like a robot.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who's going to wank over that?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have some connection with your fellow performer. Like, whether you fancy them or not, that's not the issue, but you have to have
part of being professional is to, when you connection. Turn up, you don't have to fancy each other, but you basically got to say, right,
together.
We're both here, we're both getting paid, we're both doing here for the same reason.
Yeah.
Let's make this work. We've got to work together.
Yeah.
Within
yeah.
reason. Not saying the girl's got to suck the guy's dick for 10 minutes or whatever before. Like, I'm not saying like that, but I'm saying you've got professional courtesy between you. To make it a good scene, you need to connect.
You've got to work together, basically.
Yeah. Do you have to go into a zone? Jess?
I do, yeah, because pretty much like all of the people that I've worked with, pretty much 9 times out of 10, I don't fancy them.
Yeah.
Like, and even when I first met Dimitri, like, don't get me wrong, I knew he was a good looking guy and stuff like this, but I didn't like, I wasn't.
So what was your like type then?
So my type, I don't really have a type. It's like, I quite like alphaness. Like, yeah, that's my thing. Like, I like a guy to be a guy. No, I don't mean like whack me around and stuff, but I like a man to be like a man. Like, you know, and I do quite like a bit, not dominance, I think that's the wrong word, but like, you know, because I see it as like, even when we and Mitch were together, like, he could never tell me what to do, and I would never tell him what to do, but I would have his opinion.
Yeah.
And whether I want to listen to it or not, that's up to me. But I wouldn't have him controlling me, and I wouldn't control him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like that. I see it as an equal in that playing field, but at the same time I would like pull up and breathe the horn so he'd come and get my shopping, like things like that. I can carry the bags myself, sexist. But I think he should do it for me.
Very
that's what you're training for.
Yeah, is that what I'm training for, is it? Kitchen.
Oh my god. Yeah, proper red pill now. But yeah, thank you guys for watching the show. Make sure to follow Jess and Dimitri on all of their social medias. Go and buy OnlyFans.
Yeah, but so my OnlyFans. Yeah.
We'll put the link in the description.
Yeah, same tag for me. Free to join. Just join
free
up.
Free to join.
Free to look window shop, whatever you like.
And you will see me on Babe Station as well, because I am obviously a Babe Station
Babe Station girl.
Babe Station girl. Well, that's it.
Very important.
So yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you, man.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow us on all our social media. Also follow Jess West and Dimitri. And we will see you on the next one. Peace.
You're through to option one.
Option one.